monitoring the mountains of the West, parting the Pine Curtain of the East, and keeping watch over the prairies and hills in between. Here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio on the high ground of Texas, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, and all without a corporate management muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day: on one hand, it appears Texas is moving to build border wall, but it's 2 miles worth. On the other hand, these other states have largely pulled their police and National Guard helpers, leaving the border wide open. So is Governor Abbott actually getting anything but political soundbites accomplished? We'll take a look into that and more on the border subject. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing the best service in drug and alcohol testing. Trucking firms, remember, you must register for the clearinghouse, and CDL, FM, CSA drivers must register too. Allied Compliance will help keep you legal. Reach them at AlliedCompliance.com, or as they like to say, you know, keep you compliant, because compliance is their middle name. Allied Compliance Services is found at AlliedCompliance.com. They sponsor our Lone Star story of the day, which is our border stack today. Redistricting, campaign, and political news, including Trump threatening to back a primary opponent to Texas House Speaker Feckless Phelan. The fetal heartbeat law is back in effect in Texas, and we've got much more. Remember, all new members of the Listener Club, the Pride on Texas Listener Club, who joined during the month of October, will be in a drawing to win an author-signed copy of Cowboyhood, the newest book in the award-winning Wilder Good series from our friend Nathan Dahlstrom. Listen anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast to the show at PrideOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. By the way, I want to mention something for those of you in Lubbock. The Lubbock Auto Auction Charity Foundation. Lubbock Auto Auction is the oldest auto auction west of the Mississippi, been in business for 75 years. They've got a charitable foundation, and they're having a big Fistful of Dollars casino night. That's right, big fundraiser night on November 6th, 6 p.m. out at the Agriculture Museum, which I think now is the Fibermax Center for Discovery. I don't know why it doesn't say agriculture in that, because that's what all that was set up for. But that'll be a lot of fun, and this will benefit UMC Southwest Cancer Center, Community Health Center of Lubbock, Endowment for Scholarships, Snack Program, School Supplies, and benefiting other organizations in the greater Lubbock area. If you want to find them, look up the charity, the Lubbock Auto Auction Charity Foundation, at LAA Charity Foundation on Facebook, or just contact them at the auction. But they've got a big casino night coming up, my friends, for those of you in Lubbock. Weather has delayed Captain Kirk's launch. That's right. Next flight with folks on it from New Shepard's, the Blue Origin rocket out near Van Horn in West Texas, has been delayed for one day because, well, if you lived where I lived yesterday, you knew about all this windy front that came through in the high ground of Texas. So they're going to schedule for October 13th, scheduled for 8:30 in the morning Central Time. And as our friend Bob Zimmerman at BehindTheBlack.com says, you can watch it on Blue Origin's website. Be warned, however, if you watch with the sound on, you'll likely have to listen to a lot of hype and blather from the company's announcers. Yeah, they're as bad as NASA. It's not like the SpaceX stuff. That stuff's great. Anyway, he says, who routinely can't keep their mouths shut and have to tell us over and over and over and over and over how spectacular, quote-unquote, and, quote, breathtaking and historic this all is. And Bob writes, if they do pause in their hyperbole, however, listen to Shatner during the flight will likely be worth it, because listening to Shatner, because he's got a lot of wit and knows how to use it. I agree. So that's been pushed back a day. It'll be on the 13th, which is what? Tuesday? It was supposed to be tomorrow, so it'll be Wednesday. Crude oil has jumped to multi-year highs in the global energy crunch. That's the big news out today. West Texas Intermediate crude rose $2.08, or 2.6%. to $81.43. That's the highest since late 2014. Coal and gas prices have surged, meaning nat gas, making oil more attractive as fuel for power generation, pushing crude markets higher. In India, some states are experiencing electricity blackouts because of coal shortages. China's government has ordered miners to ramp up coal production as power prices surge. You know, they've shut down a lot of their imports from Australia, really curtailed those in China, making people wonder if this is all in preparation for a war with Taiwan and to take it over. And I think there's probably truth to that. What's interesting is U.S. ally Mongolia is becoming the big supplier of coal to China. China's investing capital to help them do that. They don't trust the Chinese, though. They'll take their money, but I don't see the Mongolians selling out. Keller ISD band director has been charged with indecency with a child that reported at CBS DFW. Jedediah William Mouse is accused of exposing himself to a student at Bear Creek Intermediate School. The Keller ISD said he was a band director at both Bear Creek and Keller Intermediate School. Teen dead after police-involved shooting in downtown Austin. This is just another shooting of a bunch of young gangs down on 6th Street. This happened at 5th and Sabine in the 6th Street area. And police said Saturday morning in a press conference that officers immediately were, let's see, there was a DWI or something. They heard, they were investigating a DWI. They heard gunshots. They ran over there. They found a small group of males firing at another group. So it's just, this is youth gangs. One police officer, a four-year veteran of the force, fired his weapon. It says in the stupid KWTX article, fired their weapon. Just stupid. His weapon or her weapon. And you always default to his if you don't know. That's just the rules of grammar. Austin police said it's unclear if anyone was struck when the police officer discharged the gun. And you got the liberal council members, oh, we've got to do something about gun violence. And McCoviak pointed out, wait a minute, y'all just shut down because you wouldn't fund the police and all the trouble you've gotten the police department in. You've just shut down your anti-gang operation. Typical leftists. And how about this? And why I think I've just, this people who take sports so seriously. I meet people who are otherwise sane, who act as if they actually own the team or play on the team and don't realize you're just a spectator for whom they're making money off of. It's hard to enjoy it, but this involved the amazing Alabama and Texas A&M game that ended, you know, with the field goal. Guy's dead. Didn't happen in Texas. Happened in Bessemer, Alabama, suburb of Birmingham. Argument was over which team was better. Homeowner told officers he told the men to take the argument outside. And minutes after they left, shots rang out, and 27-year-old Keelan Ahmad Pickens was lying on the ground shot. They took him to the hospital, and he died a little while later. Over whose team is better? You know, this is why at some point when you start to grow up, you start realizing that you're being played by even the college programs for just your money. People play on this deep emotional connection people have to the sports. I love the sport, want to watch it, but I just can't. Oh, anyway, Alan West, former state chair of the Republican Party and candidate for governor in the primary, has said he's got pneumonia that was caused by COVID-19, by Wu flu, which is right. The Wu flu doesn't give you pneumonia. You get it because you're having all that inflammation and other stuff. And, of course, the media, he's not vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. He's got a chest x-ray, and he's going to need a little oxygen, and family members, other people, friends, all been through this. I've had it and was sick as a dog, and we'll see. Well, actually, I don't know that I've ever had a dog that was as sick as I was, but nevertheless, he'll be all right, and that's what he said. Don't worry about it. California laws ban small off-road gas engines, including lawnmowers and chainsaws. You think this stuff isn't real? All my life, we tell you this stuff, and you don't listen. You don't realize that compromising with these people is going to take everything from you. Folks, I mean, it starts like in, what, another year, January 2024? You can't have an engine for anything. Not off-road vehicles, gas-powered engines, no generators, lawn equipment, no mowers, no pressure washers, chainsaws, weed trimmers, even golf carts. Yeah, everything's got to be a battery and electric. This is what happens when you let the Democrats run anything. It's awful. Much news ahead, including Trump threatening Speaker Feckless Phelan. Back in a moment.
It's the talk of Texas. Proud on Texas.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
At Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, you'll enjoy the highest quality meats, with chicken being all natural and hormone-free. The same for the exclusive Meyer Natural Angus beef, as well as Snake River Farms American Kobe-style beef. Fish is flown in fresh 3 times per week, and premium produce is sourced from top growers, with field-to-kitchen traceability and rigorous monitoring at all 5 stages of production to ensure quality. Enjoy authentic, fresh, superbly delicious meat and seafood at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
Now, here's a man who thinks you take the good with the bad from an elected official. But when the bad threatens liberty, you throw the bum out. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it was an answer to prayer. We really were praying about it after that judge put the put a temporary restraining order, that Obama appointee, ACU graduate, judge put the kibosh on the temporary restraining order on part of the Texas Heartbeat Act. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in an administrative stay put a stay on his ruling. And so, that's good news. And it's back in place, saving babies' lives. Our friend Kimberlyn Schwartz at Texas Right to Life said this is an answered prayer. The Texas Heartbeat Act saves approximately 100 lives from abortion per day, and we're grateful that this tremendous impact will continue. We expect the Biden administration to appeal to the Supreme Court, and we are confident Texas will continue to defeat these attacks on our life-saving efforts. Texas Alliance for Life points out that the Fifth Circuit granted emergency stay against that preliminary injunction that prevented enforcement of the Texas Heartbeat Act. That preliminary injunction was issued just 2 days ago by Federal District Judge Robert Pittman. This all happened Friday night, so they're talking about midweek last week. Robert Pittman, an Obama appointee, Pittman had sided with the Biden-Harris administration's lawsuit against Texas, asking the Heartbeat Act be declared unconstitutional. Fifth Circuit issued the emergency order just hours after Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a request to stay Pittman's order, arguing that Pittman overstepped his authority as a district judge and that the administration lacked standing to bring a lawsuit against a Texas statutory law in which the state had no enforcement authority. Right, that's how we designed it. Fifth Circuit also directed the administration to respond by 5 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday the 12th, giving the administration an opportunity to respond before the court makes a more permanent order on the case. And Alexandra DeSantis at National Review is right here. Jennifer Rubin, the fake Republican at the Washington Post, gets it wrong again. Last week, just after a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction against Texas Heartbeat Act, a decision that has since been reversed by the Fifth Circuit, Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post introduced her column on the topic with this falsehood, quote, "The preliminary injunction from a federal district court Wednesday blocking the enforcement of Texas abortion bounty law was a rare win for the Justice Department and abortion rights groups." A rare win? Really? By the way, let me stop here and correct this again. I mentioned this last week. They keep lying, calling it that you get paid a bounty for suing people. That is not the case. There's no government check you get for suing somebody and winning. All these civil suits, the law sets limits on what can be recovered outside of direct damages. And the law set, instead of like $1 million in some things, or, you know, it just set it at $10,000. It's still something you got to be awarded by the court and the jury. It's not from the defendant, not from the government. It's not a bounty law. It's insane. Anyway, Alexander writes, "The idea that anyone in America, right or left or pro or anti-abortion, would think this was, quote, a rare win is almost unimaginable. The entire reason Roe v. Wade has caused such havoc and remained unsettled for decades is precisely its effect on lower courts, requiring judges to rule against states that attempt to regulate abortion. Nearly every single lawsuit from abortion providers or advocacy groups challenging a pro-life state law of nearly any kind finds success in court. For the most part, states pass pro-life laws because they hope one will serve as a vehicle to overturn Roe, or they pass a trigger law that will take effect in the event that Roe's overturned, or they pass one of the few types of marginal abortion restrictions that can sometimes find favor with the court, such as a parental notification law or a requirement that doctors notify women of the chance to view an ultrasound. Both of these types of laws also draw the legal fire of abortion advocacy groups and providers. Where Jennifer Rubin got the idea that abortion rights groups rarely win in court, I have no idea, writes Alexandra. Either she's ignoring demonstrable contrary facts because it makes her case more appealing, or she has even less of a clue than I thought. And I think that's what we're remembering. Remember Jennifer Rubin? She really got attention when she was a big admirer of Rick Perry in the Republican legislatures in Texas way back, and when he first ran for president at the Washington Post, she was really out beating the drum for Rick Perry all the time. And since then, she's just turned into one of those other swamp creature types that really isn't happy with being a Republican, but she's there. You know, it's like the New York Times. They have their fake Republicans so they can claim that their editorial page is balanced. And so the Heartbeat Act is back in full force at this moment, saving the lives of babies across this state, and that is a great thing. And look, I'm not against reproductive rights. That's your business. Anything, though, that'll actually make people start making the decision where it's needed is a much better thing. If they know getting an abortion is going to be tough or that they can't get one, then maybe they'll think and make the decision at the point of reproduction rights, like whether I'm going to have sex or not, whether I'm going to have birth control or not. You get it? What we have now is a situation that says, well, I just go live and do whatever I want to, libertinism, and then be damned the consequences, and oh, if it gets inconvenient for me, it's okay to murder another human being. That's just wrong in every way you look at it. This is switching gears to something fun. The Texan.news, Daniel Friend, reported, Trump threatens Texas House Speaker with primary challenge over election audit bill. Texas Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan's another Mitch McConnell, said Trump, he's not fighting for the people of Texas. Trump urged Phelan to act on Senate Bill 47 from Senator Betancourt that would require an audit of the 2020 election results. And it was approved in the Senate last week on a 17-14 vote. All Republicans, except, of course, Amarillo's liberal Kel Seliger, voted in favor of it. But it's not on the call by the governor. Abbott's never put it on the call, so you know, passing it doesn't do anything. Abbott has to put it on the call. Trump sent a letter to Abbott urging him to add an audit to the agenda, but Abbott hasn't done it despite what state political media would have had you think over the last couple of weeks. Abbott did add a related item, increasing the penalty, in other words, fixing the bill we passed in the regular session, getting the illegal voting, you know, the fraud things back to felonies instead of misdemeanors as they came out in the bill. In the regular session, the Senate approved the bill to do that, and Speaker Phelan, though, came out publicly and opposed fixing that bill, you know, and I mentioned this to you. He said now is not the time to relitigate it. We're not litigating it, but anyway, you get it. Phelan's been with the Democrats on that. So in a statement Saturday, Trump criticized feckless Phelan's opposition to the measure to increase the penalty for illegal voting, and he's right to do that. Trump said, while standing in the way of a real election audit, Speaker Phelan just weakened the penalty for voting illegally in the state of Texas from a felony to a misdemeanor, siding with the Democrats and calling their amendment that makes it a mockery of our election laws thoughtful. Trump said, after the 2020 presidential election scam, we need tougher penalties for cheating in our elections, not weaker ones. Texans are tired of Phelan's weak rhino leadership in the state house. Texas is a very red state, even more than people know, Trump said, and he went on. So he's gone after feckless Phelan, and in that case, he's right so to do over that not even wanting to fix the election integrity bill and put the penalties where they're supposed to be. By the way, Abbott set a runoff election for the House District 118 down in San Antonio area, and this is where former state rep or Republican John Lujan actually was the top vote getter in the all-out first election, and the Democrat was second. The district, though, leans Democrat, but we have a chance to place where Republicans could legitimately pick this up in the runoff, and early voting for the runoff starts October 18th. that down Bexar County and San Antonio way. I've got, boy, I hope I get time to get to, there's another story out on the horrible, corrupt Democrat governor of New Mexico, Grisham, Lujan Grisham. Maybe we'll get time to get to that today. Got a lot of other things in the stack. We'll be back with them in a moment, including a really big border news stack that makes you question, is Governor Abbott actually accomplishing something? I mean, trying to be fair over it, or is it all sound bites? Back in a moment.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
Do you think going to the dentist for a lot of work can be fun? How about if it cost you much less and as part of the deal, you got a wonderful vacation in one of the world's most desired locations? Costa Rica is world-renowned for dentistry and its dental laboratories, and our dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga of DentoCare, provides the kind of expert, personalized service you would think only the super wealthy would get. I'm not kidding about that. Costa Rica is also one of the most desirable countries to visit in summer or winter, and you'll even be near Texas Tech's new campus when with Dr. Zuniga. Many Pride on Texas listeners have made the trip a few more than once and have said it was one of the best decisions they've made. Learn more about our dentist and friend, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and DentoCare, by clicking the banner at prideontexas.com. Go to prideontexas.com and click on the DentoCare banner. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
There is a delicious treasure in Abilene not to be missed. It's Bell's Chicken Dinner House, where homemade, fresh, mouthwatering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls, and unbeatable homemade desserts are created for your dining pleasure. Bell's Chicken Dinner House, an Abilene treasure, is open to serve you lunch and dinner Thursday through Saturday and open Sunday for that perfect traditional after church lunch. Enjoy Bell's Chicken Dinner House Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
Keeping Texas great. Here's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas. Before we move into our Lone Star story of the day, the Texas Senate has rejected Democratic amendments and advanced the congressional district maps. And more importantly, they sent them over to the House. The House Redistricting Committee today, midday, greenlighted the Senate map and signed off on the State Board of Education map. So the House committee has green-lighted or, you know, passed on, I don't remember, 8-6, I think was the vote, the Senate district map, the Senate wrote, and signed off on the State Board of Education maps. Now, the Senate advanced the congressional maps. Now, the House has to draw its own congressional maps, and they... Senate ones have been getting all kinds of play. The House hasn't, best I know, they hadn't even shown us yet even a beginning map on U.S. House seats. Everybody's been talking about the one out of the Senate, and it is probably the better map. We'll see what kind of things members get up to over in the House side. The Democrats are furious because we didn't go draw new Democrat districts for them. Well, we gave them one, going to give them Austin, and then of the two new congressional seats, they'll get one of them, and then they'll get another, and we'll get one that leans Republican in Houston. And it keeps Harris County, Houston, divided up in nine congressional seats. It just moves the boundaries around. They keep trying to tell you, oh, nine, it leaves it nine, divides it up by nine. I mean, look at this gerrymandering, except it's already divided up that way. It has to be divided up that way. It's a very big city. It's going to have multiple congressional seats. We're going to move the lines around where they benefit Republicans. So you're getting all these Democrats calling it racism. State Rep. Roland Gutierrez of San Antonio literally says, frankly, it is very simple to describe what the Senate Republican majority has done here, racism, because we didn't go and draw districts that are going to specifically help Democrats. I mean, this is what you get out of these people. And the maps take, one of the interesting things in the Senate drawn congressional maps, again, the House hasn't done theirs, the two bodies have to agree, is, and remember, members of Congress don't have to live in their districts like other people. Huffman's maps, Senator Huffman's proposed maps, it takes military bases from Democrats. I like it. Moves Joint Base San Antonio Lackland from U.S. Rep. Joaquin Castro's 20th Congressional District. He's a, you know, far lefty, Obamaite. And it removes Fort Bliss in El Paso from Veronica Escobar's 16th district and puts it in and puts them both in Republican Tony Gonzalez, who won the 23rd, that long district that goes from the edge of El Paso and push it into El Paso more and all the way down to San Antonio. I love it. That's great. I think that's fabulous. That seems to have surprised a bunch of people. I think that's a great move. And that's the kind of thing happens in all redistricting all the time. It'd make a new Houston district. It would move all the stuff around there, but to benefit Republicans. And that's what redistricting is. That's how it's supposed to work. So there you have it. But the big news midday today that is a thing that really matters is that the committee in the House did approve the Senate's map of the Senate districts, which is expected. And the Senate usually doesn't do too much objecting to the House drawing its own districts and the State Board of Education map. So those passed out of committee. That means they're ready to go to the House floor. We're down to fewer than 10 days now left in this third called special session. Or so they don't get all the redistricting done. I guess you just call them right back in and keep on going. Meanwhile, I love that Trump's gotten out there and is going after feckless Phelan because he's siding with the Democrats and not wanting to correct the election integrity bill that we passed in the regular session to get the penalties for fraud and illegal voting back up to felonies. Boy, I tell you, this is what happens when you make deals with the Democrats to be the speaker. Then you have this guy you got out and supported siding with Democrats on big issues. And these are the kind of things, don't kid yourself, these are the kind of things that deals were made behind the scenes. We'll see if maybe Trump's folks and others can get the pressure on Phelan up enough to where he can quit with this. Oh, we're just focused on redistricting. No, we need to get that and the protection of women's sports bill through and some other things done that the governor put on the call. Everything that's on the call is available for work and should be done. But, of course, the House hasn't really cared. They wasted the whole session with the Democrats going AWOL. Then they got them back towards the end of the second called session, so they wasted, almost another month. The Speaker and the House Republicans have done nothing to penalize the Democrats at all for breaking the law and leaving the state. So there you have it right there. They don't really care. They're just chummy with them. And then they didn't even work those last few days. Remember in the second called session, Phelan, they just adjourned the House, quit, even though there were bills to handle from the Senate that were on the call. That's what you're getting out of your House leadership. And I don't know why our Republican members cannot seem to pick better people to run it. It's just time after time here. We either have like Joe Strauss, who's absolutely hostile to his own Republican Party and its basic beliefs, openly hostile to it. Then you get this last guy who was so full of himself, he embarrassed himself and others and had to resign. Then you got Phelan in here who seems to not even be able to act on one of the most red meat issues that all Republicans, massively agree upon on election integrity. It baffles the mind how a bunch of guys that think they're so smart can keep picking such bad leadership in the House. By the way, on that woman's sports, protecting women's sports, Jacob Asmussen at the Texas Scorecard had a piece out today saying that the latest attempt to safeguard young women in Texas could be facing more turbulence. Right now, school-aged girls across the country face the threat of losing their sports scholarships and opportunities to boys pretending to be girls. Yes, it's a real problem with real people who have had those opportunities taken away by this so-called transgender stuff. The problem we've got is that earlier in the year, they could have passed this, came out of the Senate, and the House leadership just killed the effort. And they go into detail in the history. This is now in the third special session. They didn't get it done before. It's there. It's advanced. And they've had these Democrat State Rep Moody of El Paso have tried to wreck these protections, and Republicans might let him. Now, he's pulled his amendment down. The question is, it's one of these deals about, well, let's go have a study instead. In other words, they're just afraid to act, and I don't know why. Moody's amendment's withdrawn for now. His attempt signals cause for attention. Republicans, despite controlling both chambers of the legislature and the governor's office, have continually surrendered their power to the Democrat minority and could do so again on this issue. And that's just utterly disgusting. It's utterly disgusting. They need to get this taken care of. There is no reason that physical boys can go over there and play in women's sports and knock girls out of the, you know, everything from shot put to track to jumping to anything, any sport, and knock the girls out of the place. And so they don't then get noticed by the colleges and get their scholarships and everything else. This is just insane. And by the way, it's another one of those giant hypocritical contradictions of the left that claimed to be the protector of women, and that's why we needed Title IX and we needed all of this. But now the homosexual so-called minority, and it's an extreme, extreme minority. I mean, we're talking tiny, tiny percentage of the population. All of a sudden, that's the cause celeb, and so to heck with women and girls and everybody else. Now we've got to champion the homosexuals. And you got these people down there in Austin, in the House particularly, who are worried about this because one or two big companies says they see it as discrimination against homosexuals. What? So why don't you just turn it around on them? Why are these companies supporting discrimination against women? That's the real question. Why are they openly supporting discrimination against women to let boys go in and dominate and take over women's sports in school? It's all ridiculous. We'll get to our Lone Star story of the day on the border when we return on the Texas Hour on Pratt on Texas. Stay with us.
Pratt on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Join the Lubbock Sportsman's Club, a Dallas Safari Club chapter, for a meeting featuring chapter members Stephen Teasdale and Sterling Mize, presenting the latest hunting report with vast Alaska outfitters hunting in the peninsula of Alaska. There will be a report on the highly successful 2021 Hunters Banquet and Auction 2. No charge to attend a chapter meeting. Come learn and socialize. Thursday, October 28th, 6:30 p.m. at 4 Golf in the Loft. The Lubbock Sportsman's Club, Thursday, 28 October at 4 Golf in the Loft.
Avoid a big, cold, and uncomfortable hassle. Before the next deep freeze hits, call Hart Heating and AC for a full heating system tune-up and operational safety check. Call Hart Heating and AC for a full heating system tune-up before everyone is swamped with calls so you and yours aren't left in the cold. Prevent the suffering and stay warm. Take it to Hart. Hart Heating and AC. Hart, H-A-R-T, heatingandac.com. Serving the Lubbock region. Take it to Hart.
License DACLA 1229 OE.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones financial advisor, Mark Miller, can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Here's a man who thinks it's wrong not to fly your Texas flag as high as the stars and stripes. It's the Lone Star's Voice of Liberty. Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Let's move to our Lone Star story of the day. On one hand, it appears Texas is moving to build some border wall, but it's just 2 miles. It's insignificant. On the other hand, all those states that sent police and National Guard here, they've largely left, leaving the border wide open. So is Abbott actually doing something, or is he just accomplishing sound bites? Just the News, Sophie Mann reporting today, ex-Democrat presidential candidate, says Biden officials are lying to Congress about border security. This is former member of Congress from Hawaii and Democrat presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard, saying she's seriously dismayed with the Biden administration's border policies and believe they're jeopardizing our national security. Gabbard said the Biden-Harris administration has an open-door policy at the borders. The reality is that people are being let in and crossing the border every single day. She said this on Fox News on Jeanine Pirro's show over the weekend. It doesn't matter how many times the Secretary Blinken or Kamala Harris or anyone from the administration says, you know, don't come across the border. And she said when Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, told Congress the borders are secure, she said that's lies. It's just lies being told to the American people. Well, we know it, and so do most of the American people, except for the Democrat base vote, because they'll believe anything. Border left wide open after red states pull National Guard and police. This is Anna Giratelli, Homeland Security reporter at the Washington Examiner. Dateline McAllen, Texas. Swarm of National Guard soldiers and state police that governors sent to guard the Texas-Mexico border earlier this summer is gone. Leaving the border effectively, did you know that? Did Abbott announce that when he had the governors here? See, it's funny. You get one thing and then stuff just kind of trickles away in the background, or like his catch and arrest program that's turned into a catch and release program because he didn't even plan this thing right. It's funny. You get, the chest thump, and then do you get the same guy say, well, this hadn't worked, and they're gone? No, you don't get informed of it. Well, the National Examiner pointing out that they've left, leaving the border effectively unmanned with just 6% of the reinforcements left behind. That's right. So 94% of those reinforcements are gone. Border Patrol agent Chris Cabrera told the Washington Examiner while driving along the, you know, the little roads they run up and down the border on, said, we used to have a National Guard posted there. There was another one right over there, but they took that guy too. Cabrera is vice president of the Border Patrol Union's Rio Grande Valley chapter. On a 12-mile drive along the roads that agents used to access the overgrown land along the Rio Grande, he pointed out a total of 11 spots where National Guard soldiers had been posted all summer. They manned mobile camera towers and could also call in sightings of illegals or drug smugglers attempting to sneak through the brush. Now no one's keeping watch, really. That's not what Abbott's told you. He says he's deployed the Guard. You realize he only deployed a tiny percentage of his own state Guard. If this is the question, if Abbott's really serious and these Border Patrol agents are telling us that it's helpful, why don't we have half, 10,000, or maybe the full 20,000 of the state Guard deployed? Folks, this isn't a campaign thing trying to beat up on Abbott. But we ought to expect honesty on this stuff, not chest thumping so you can get on Fox News and lay groundwork for a New Hampshire primary campaign for president. Listen to what they're telling you. For all this, the governors were here last week, and look at all this help we got. They're gone. 96% of that, 94% of that help is gone. And the guy's saying, look, they've been filled, they're gone. Said, anyway, reinforcements are called in at the start of the summer. In June, Governor Abbott solicited help from other states to patrol the border as more migrants are coming across than any time in the past two decades. Arkansas and South Dakota sent in National Guard soldiers. State troopers were called in from Florida, Iowa, Nebraska, and Ohio. But 4 months since Abbott's call for assistance, nearly all have quietly returned home, according to data provided by the Texas Division of Emergency Management and the Texas Military Department. The 48 soldiers from South Dakota were called back. Among the state police, all 14 in Ohio, 26 in Nebraska, 28 in Iowa, and 69 from Florida have been pulled from the line, unable to endlessly work out of state. But Governor Abbott hasn't deployed more of the Guard to take up the slack. Why? The story goes on. It's a big piece in the Washington Examiner. Then you get Randy Clark. They're doing a big cheerleading deal at Breitbart, Texas for Abbott, and that's fine. Texas border wall construction moving at full steam. Eagle Pass is the dateline. As the Biden administration announces it will cancel all, you know, he has announced that they've said they're going to terminate all border wall, remaining border wall projects here. And then they're trying to get Congress to change the law because actually a lot of this stuff was passed by Congress, believe it or not. So as Biden says they're going to cancel all border wall projects in South Texas, the state is pushing forward with completion of its own border barriers at a rapid pace, it says, and they've got a bunch of pictures. Breitbart, Texas witnessed a flurry of construction activity on a substantial project in Eagle Pass on Friday. Project is unlike fencing on private property the state has installed in other areas, in other words, the chain link. This is more resemblance to a Trump border wall in size and scope. It's a real busy 2 mile stretch where you got lots of folks crossing along Texas Loop 480. And it's going to be big concrete stuff. They've got a portable concrete plant there. And that's great, but it's 2 miles. They'll just go around it. So, you know, is this really Texas moving full steam ahead? 2 miles, one project, it's 2 miles? Orchestrated crisis to bring tens of thousands more to the southern border in coming weeks, just the news reporting. And they're talking to these people like Pueblos Sin Fronteras, which is this, you know, Communities Without Borders, one of these non-government organizations that gives money and help to all these people, said the new Haitian caravans making its way from Tapachula, Mexico. And they go into detail. There's tons of these people. You've seen the stories in the last week or so. How about this? I picked this up out of the Costa Rica news from the French press agency. Guatemala police said Saturday they rescued 126 mostly Haitian migrants abandoned inside a shipping container as they were hoping to travel to Mexico and on to the U.S. They were found at dawn after a report of an abandoned trailer on a road down in Guatemala. These folks are everywhere. And is the administration taking any of the border issues seriously? No, they're canceling all the border wall stuff, even what Congress did fund. In Fox News, pointing out again, Kamala Harris skips U.S.-Mexico border security meeting, goes to New Jersey daycare instead. Folks, they called in the top members of the administration in Mexico City Friday for a meeting with Mexican officials about all this, and they had the top people. The ambassador there, Ken Salazar from Colorado, all these folks there. Harris, remember, the president named her as the administration's point person on the border. She went over to New Jersey to visit a daycare and a vaccination site. She's not doing anything with the border. And it just continues. So the question I've got is, we know that the administration's to blame. We know the federal government's not working. But when Texas leaders stand up before the world and tell them what Texas is going to do, I think true Texans expect us to do things in a Texan way, not have a bunch of press conference shows at the border where we get governors there and don't even bother to mention that those same people already pulled their helpers back. I mean, think about that. And, oh, we're building 2 miles of wall. Great. How about 200 in the next year? You know, 200 or 300. Let's actually do something. Instead, what we have is it appears that our people are just as bad. It's all press conference stuff with a little bit of red meat here and there so you can send cameras to go watch it. That's the same thing that the swamp does and the Democrats do. The real question for you, Governor Abbott, if we really need help and these Border Patrol agents said it was helpful, why have you, we gave you billions in extra money in the special session. Why have you not deployed 10,000 or more of the National Guard or the State Guard or anything to go down there and help? Because I think last I looked, it was only 2,000 members. It was about 10%. I mean, what's going on? Is this real to you or not? Or are you just playing us? That's the question we should be asking right now, and we should be listening to, questioning everything they tell us through that lens. Is it real or not? Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God continue to bless us all. Adios, mis amigos, and thanks for joining us today.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.